Can we sort of answer that question and then?
Together, what did the Ravid say? Let's just review. What did the Ravid say? Yes.
He said that a man comes to a woman and said, "I'm giving you $100, pay me on Friday." On Friday, she comes with $100 in her hand. This is what the Rishonim, this is how they explain the case. Then he'll say, "Keep the money and extend the loan for another 10 days." She can put it. And it calls she can, but the Rambam said.
Right. So, can anybody see? So I asked, do you think the Rambam would agree with the Ravid? Did we answer that at all?
No.
Okay, so what do you think? Yes?
No.
Why do you feel no?
Because this is not the money that he lent her, meaning this is her own money.
Yeah. And therefore what?
And therefore she's not Mekudesh according to Rambam. In order for her to be Mekudesh, it has to be his money, the loan that he gave her.
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Well, I agree with that, but then we also said, I thought that, the Rabban and the Rambam would agree, like, on the basic concept, that the money has to be present. I think that exactly like what Victoria was pinpointing, the issue with that the Rambam would have with the Rabban is really only that it's not his money. Because the Ravad buys into the basic concept that the money has to be present.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. What the Ravid is saying, which is really a chiddush, that the money that she is holding in her hand, ready to pay back the loan, that somehow that money already belongs to whom?
The man.
The man. And that's very difficult to say that because it's still her money. I mean, she could at the last minute decide not to use that money to pay back the loan and use something else. I mean, so the fact that he says to her, keep it, then he's not really giving her anything new right now towards the loan. He's not really giving. So the Rambam believes that in order to be, for her to be Mekudeshes, with the Hanoas Milva, he's got to be giving her actual money now that she gets to use for X amount of time. But he has to be giving her that money. But the money that she's holding in her hand until she actually hands it over, she doesn't give it to him, but she's just holding it in her hand, it's still her money. So what? And you'll see as you do other Rishonim, as we get there, you'll see that many will raise this problem with the Ravid. That they'll say, the fact that she's holding the money in her hand ready to pay it doesn't mean that it's his already. Yeah.
I don't remember, but in the beginning of the year we were talking about a case of someone stealing. So she has the money ready to pay him back. And let's say the guy went to her house and stole the money, took the money from her house that she owes him. Would he have to give her the money back?
So that depends. If it really turns out that she owes him the money and he took it from her, so he might be. But he didn't take the money.
No, but if in that case, he wouldn't have to give it back.
Because he took it.
Yeah, because maybe the Rebbe is kind of working off that same idea, that the money is his, and that's why he doesn't have to.
No, that's if he took it. Before he takes it, it's not his. If he took it, and the person owes him money,
right,
and they go to court, so the courts might say, well, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have, broke into somebody's home and take it. But now that you have it, because you have it, you can keep it. But it wasn't yours when it was sitting in the other guy's house. You did something. But now that you have it, but here he doesn't have it. It's in her hands still. So I don't see how that would help. Yes?
So could we discuss the case of if the man gives her money and she still has it after a month, and he returns after a month? Can he be Mekadesh with the loan that she still has and didn't use?
Did he say the Hanoah? What did he say to her?
Yes. But the point is, she still has the money that he gave her.
I don't know. Maybe it would. I don't know. Unless, if she didn't, that was the question that I had asked. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Like, I wonder, I guess it really comes down to, or what I'm thinking about is, is that a principle? Meaning, next day?
See, that's why we looked at Halacha Yud Gimel and the Rambam. The Rambam there explained that Makadosh B'Nil Betzein HaMekudesh is because the money was already spent.
Right.
She already got the pleasure from the money. That's why, if she hadn't yet spent the money, I don't see what the difference is if you give her the money now as a loan,
right,
or the money of the loan that he gave her, which she still has, she hasn't touched it yet. And now he tells her you can have it for another 30 days. She now has, unless you'll say that it's not his money that she has, it's already her money.
Right.
That's why I'm not sure.
Could he identify the 30, you know, the $20 bills that he gave her?
I understand, but once he gave it to her, it's hers.
Right.
Now the fact that she hasn't spent it actually yet, so I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
But I'm just a little confused. How exactly from the Raiva do we see that that the money, he has some ownership towards
then
it.
What value does the Raiva have? What is the value in saying that she has the money in her hand,
oh,
ready to pay? What's he doing with that?
Okay.
You know, so in his mind, he must be viewing it as that since she's ready to pay, it's as if she paid it and he gave it back.
Okay.
Problem is, what do you mean it's as if she paid it? But how is it as if she paid it? She doesn't have to, but she can take the money and put it in her pocket and walk away, or she can spend it on something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is... now, do you all see how this is, that according to the Rambam, it's the fact that the Rambam learns this way that he doesn't learn how. So would the Rambam agree with Rashi?
No.
That's why he did. That's why I remember the Rambam wrote that my Rabbeim said something that you shouldn't listen to them. Because the Rif is like Rashi. That was the Rif, and the Rif is like Rashi. So tell me why you think the Rambam, why does the Rambam not agree with the Rif and Rashi, for that matter? You all see where they disagree?
Yeah.
Because Rashi and the Rif, they both would say that what? The loan was given, you know, I don't know, 6 months ago. And let's say she's already spent the money. And now the loan is due. And he comes to me and says, you know what? Dima Kodesh is to me with the Hano that I'm giving you, that I'm extending the loan for another 30 days. So no new money has been given to her, and the money of the loan, see, was already spent months ago. The loan is due now, and he extends the payment of the loan for another 30 days. And the hana that you would be willing to pay someone to ask me to extend the loan, it's with that hana that I'm a kaddish you. That's how Rashi and the Rif learn the Gemara. Now the Rambam would say, if that happened, ainam a kudeshas. Now, why? Because what? I mean, Hana, why can't you be Makadesh her? The fact that she would pay someone, you know, to ask the Malva to extend the loan. Yes, McKenna.
Well, I was just going to say, kind of like what Victoria was saying before.
Yeah, that what?
That in the case of, in the way that like Rashi and the Reef read the case, there's no new money being given at that time.
I know that.
So didn't we say that was the issue?
Well, the question I'm asking, if we can dig deeper, why does there have to be new money? Why can't the Hana, the way Rashi described the Hana, why can't the Hana work?
Maybe. Does everyone think that Hana is Shavek Kesef?
Well, that's why I did with you the Gemara on Samap Gimel about, you know, Spok Lefanai, Rakod Lefanai. You know, the hana that she's getting. So I don't know. So you'll tell me what the Rambam doesn't believe in Hana. I really don't know. Well, he does believe in it because he's saying in his construct, what is he when he gives her the loan now, and what is he Makadish or not with the loan? It's still with the Hana. But it's got to be a Hana of actual Kesef that she's getting now for the loan.
Right.
It can't be a Hana of just extending the loan where the loan was already given to her months ago, let's say, and let's say she spent it already. Mm-hmm. So according to the Rambam, he would feel that even though this Hana of extending the loan is not good. This to me is the hard part, which is exactly, and you'll see that all the Rishonim, all of us, are grappling. You'll see. Let's just present the issue, even though right now we don't have a good answer. Yeah.
What if when we were discussing, I believe it was Nashi and Tosafot, we said that maybe they disagree about is not giving money the same as saving money. So I wonder if Hanan thinks that the woman not giving money, it's not like she's saving money.
What do you mean not giving money?
Meaning by her saying, by extending the loan and saying the Pidutai you would have given me, you're going to give me a Kadesh to me. That wouldn't work because not actually giving the money is...
Which money?
That Pidutai that you would use to extend it is...
It's like she got it.
Right.
Okay. So then even better. So why does the Rambam not...
And therefore the money has to be present at the start of the deal.
Why?
Meaning... Because then she's actually gaining something.
She's gaining the pruta.
She's gaining the money with the extended amount of time.
She would have had to pay a pruta. That's how Rashi learns. It's the hana of the pruta that he's makadesha with.
At the start of the deal.
Rashi, no.
I'm talking about Rambam.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Why wouldn't the Rambam accept what Rashi said? That's what I'm asking. What is wrong? He won't accept it, but I want to understand why. You gotta have the money. Why? Wait, he doesn't accept Hana of the Pruta. What's wrong with that idea? So that's the part that's hard right now. You wanted to say something?
It's not so much a reason, it's just I feel.